Well, hello. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, broadcasting tonight not from the usual place in either Hawaii or Southern California. I'm actually broadcasting. We're here with Sherry Kane in Eastern Massachusetts, on the North Shore of Massachusetts, which is my old hometown stomping grounds. We decided to take a little 4th of July week vacation up here when we didn't realize everything was going to get so hot and heavy in terms of the news and the breaking news that we've got a little summary for you tonight. But I want to welcome you to the Insight Hour. We're not able to broadcast video tonight, so we're live streaming on bbsradio.com. And we thank Don Newsom, Newsom family for BBS. If you're not a member of BBS, you don't have access to our archives, then certainly for a couple bucks a month, it's certainly worth it to support Don and BBS Radio Network. Great hosts on there, great shows. I want to thank our sponsors before we get into the program tonight. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com and all your support over the many years purchasing books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and equipment from HealthyWorldStore.com. It's what sustains us and keeps us going and keeps us doing the work. I want to thank you for your prayers out there because it's really made a difference in terms of the angelic protection that we get. So keep the prayers coming. We greatly appreciate it. The work that we're doing right now is astonishing, and we're living in the greatest times in Earth's history, most challenging and the most opportunistic times in Earth's history, where we have the opportunity to literally transform the insanity into peace on Earth and goodwill to men and all the animals and all the different environmental issues that we're facing, including the Gulf. And that's the subject for tonight. Before we begin, I also want to welcome Sherry Kane to the program. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Len. Did you know that now we share this program together?
Yay! Go for it, sister. You want to give an update? What's your week been like?
Very, very, very busy. I've been writing, and we have a lot of information coming in about the Gulf. We actually are going to be reporting on that. We have new news releases coming on.
Yep.
And actually, the title of the news release is going to be basically, "The Gulf Oil Disaster is War on We the People." So you know out there, folks, that this stuff is serious. This is no joke. What's going on in the Gulf is really affecting all of us, as well as what's happening out there. It's killing all the dolphins, the wildlife out there. People are dying out there, being evacuated. And then we got the information about the trailers that have been actually contaminated with formaldehyde. The same trailers that were used in the Katrina disaster are now being used in this disaster. They were sold off in 2006. FEMA thought they were completely in debt by buying these trailers. $130 million they spent on trailers, and they want the money back. And so they went and they started selling the trailers off. Was it $130 million or $130,000?
No, a million.
I think it must have been a million, right? But anyway, they sold the trailers out to this company that actually is partnered with the government, and it's called Alpha One, and they basically are out there giving these trailers out to
the
workers.
It's kind of like a function contractor of Homeland Security, as is Halliburton. Anyway, you know, we're going to get into this tonight. It's a little preview. The article, likely it's going to go out tonight. It's a brand new article that Sherry and I have co-authored. And as Sherry mentioned, the title of that article is called "The Gulf Oil Disaster is War on We the People. 30 Facts Evidencing the Rothschild League of Bankers Planned the Gulf Oil Crisis." So we're about to really come out with some extraordinary new information that I'm going to share with you tonight. Sherry's going to go over and summarize. If you missed the last newsletter, don't miss this newsletter. The last newsletter had to do with the shocker that Mr. Peter Sutherland, the man standing with one foot in Goldman Sachs and the other in the burning Transocean Halliburton BP oil rig, is a major mover and shaker.
He's also the financial advisor to the Pope.
Yeah, he was the financial advisor to the Pope. And so that's basically what we published and we sent out, and it became a big, big it went viral, a big article, feature article that was about 2 weeks ago that we exposed that. We're about tonight to release a new article on the HealthyWorldStore.com network. So if you're not a member of our mailing list, it's free to join. Just go to HealthyWorldStore.com and sign up. And the next time we send out a newsletter, you'll be on our mailing list. You'll be the first to receive this information. So,
and there's also a new website up.
There's several new websites up.
WarOnWeThePeople.info. It's a really informative website. You can read all about what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, WarOnWeThePeople.info contains the text of what we're going to be talking about tonight. And this is the text that the newsletter that we're sending out is basically reiterates. And so you can go online right now to WarOnWeThePeople.info, and you can read up about the new breaking news that we have to report. Now, I want you to know, folks, that we have been, you know, it's kind of like I'm sure you have been too. We've all been distracted off of the good news, the great news that I feel, you know, we've been working on for years. For those of you who love what we're doing and pray for us and support us financially in other ways, you know, about the 528 hertz frequency of love, you know about 528records.com. I've been talking about us launching ASAP, a website that will transpose the world's music, which has been made in A440 hertz standard tuning as the most dumbing down, spiritually suppressive, enslaving frequency that we could possibly have. And if you heard me on 2 weeks ago and reiterated last week's program, the medicalveritas.org journal. Right now you can go and get some very shocking news that has to do with the subject of the great news, which is the modern gospel, which is how we're going to get out of this mess. In my humble opinion, the only hope that we have is for a miracle, and the miracle technology, in fact, the third note of the original musical scale, do, re, mi, mira, gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. The miracle note of the universe is 528 hertz. And the great news is that we're about to launch 528records.com and then be able to transpose. You will be able to transpose any music that you have currently in digital file, an MP3, MP4, any iTunes, you'll be able to upload it in the standard tuning of A440 hertz frequency, and then you'll be able to get it downloaded very soon after by donation for the 528, which is A444 hertz frequency of love, the miracle frequency. And our prayer is, and the assignment that we've received from Creator for many years now that has been evolving to the completion of this work as we're speaking now about, is that this is the key to the house of David. A key is a musical note, besides that one that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. That's Isaiah 22:22, and the book of Revelation 3:6-8 deals with this issue of, in the end times, the angel from the city of Philadelphia, the sixth angel from the city of Philadelphia, brotherly love, guides a humble servant of the house of David to relay the key that is associated with miraculous healing and the opening of doorways in the spiritual realm that give us a blessing of the future, the messianic age, 1,000 years of world peace. So I am very thrilled to tell you that we're just about to launch. Sherry and I have probably about another, let's say, week of work to do before the final first launch of 528records.com. You can go on 528records.com right now, and you can see kind of like the concept, and it's under construction. You'll be able to see that. But it's a thrilling thing to realize that this is going to happen, and then it'll be like a pebble throwing into a pond where the waves just shoot out in all directions to the farthest shores, when we send out together, when you start to play music in the key of love, in the key of 528, that will radiate out to the extent of the universe. And as more and more people start to engage that frequency, just like all of nature has already, then this is going to be a major opening. And so I want you to know that it's been challenging for us to take time off of that project to deal with the garbage in the world. So, Sherry, you might want to give a little bit of background on what you've been involved in researching NALCO and the relationship between NALCO, Goldman Sachs, and the Partnership for New York City, just to kind of like give people a little background as well as a foreground of what we've been doing in this last week to launch the War on We the People.info website.
Well, Goldman Sachs, as it turns out, has psychic powers with regard to the stock market, because right before 9/11, they pulled their stocks from the planes.
That's 9/11. Yeah, okay. The airline shorting the housing market after that,
and now they did. They removed their stocks from BP right before the Gulf disaster. At the same time they did that, Halliburton purchased Boots and Coots, which was the biggest oil cleanup company in the world. So, in collaboration with each other, of course. So here you have these people that are psychic, that know exactly what's going on before anybody else, and then these disasters occur, and they're the ones that only come up, they're the last men standing in every event. They're the ones that never lose. So how do they have this information? How do they get this information? Well, there's only one conclusion that anyone can draw up, okay? They're not psychic. They are aware of it, they're part of an agenda, and they have plans on what they're doing. And that's basically, they're planning this. It's all planning. Now, why are they doing it? The question is, why would anybody want to do such a disaster as the Gulf War? That's a question.
Well,
The Gulf War.
This is like the new war against us.
The new Gulf War, exactly. Why would someone want to create an explosion in our waters, which is going to ultimately pollute everything? It's going to come into the other oceans. I mean, this is something that's it's bigger than anybody can conceive of. It's bigger, and actually, it's being compared to Chernobyl, which I think it's much bigger than that.
Yeah, I believe so too.
And so, if such a big disaster like this, why would anybody want to be a part of this and be part of the agenda to do this?
You know, we're here in Massachusetts, as I mentioned earlier. We're on the north shore of Massachusetts. It's a funny, funny place up here if you like swimming in the ocean, because typically you don't get the Gulf Stream coming up here until about next week. The water is still very cold here, but if you went to the Southern Cape right now, to Cape Cod, you would feel very warm water. And the fact of the matter is, what the Gulf Stream is literally coming out of the Gulf of Mexico and that region, which you've got to realize that with a couple hurricanes that are expected, you're going to have that oil going everywhere. And people here, as far as Massachusetts and New England, are very, very concerned, because right now, the pristine, magnificent beaches that we have, and with all of the Environmental Protection Agency's restrictions, I mean, they call it Taxachusetts. They don't call it Taxachusetts for nothing. There's so much government restrictions on everything, from building to how much pollution. And frankly, this thing now is going to very likely be here by next summer. And when that happens, this oil and the hideous intoxication of the marine life, and even we the people, with this, the spraying of Corexit, which is this hideously toxic benzene-containing...
Well, that's another, that goes on to another thing of Goldman Sachs, which Goldman Sachs also, in 2003, they bought out NALCO, which produces Corexit, which is a dispersant that they put over the water to hide the oil from coming to the top. The oil submerges to the bottom, and all the oil on the top can be seen. And that's what this dispersant does, and it's very toxic. It pollutes the water. Anyone that's dealt with it in the past, with the Exxon Valdez cleanup, they had gotten horribly intoxicated by it. We're talking bloody urine, kidney and liver damage. And so they're using the same, and the company Nalco is actually a water preservation company that doesn't specialize in dispersants, but they were the ones
preserving the water. How nice. Yes. And here's what they're doing. They're spraying what the scientists all over the world are screaming is going to be far more toxic and deadly than other of the alternatives, which include the microbes, the bacteria, the oil-eating microbes, which is natural. And the reality is that they've, of course, just like everything else, they've been suppressing the alternatives, as they do in energy. They suppress hydrogen fuel. They suppress Tesla technology. In healthcare, they suppress oxysilver so that they can continue to pollute people's bodies with vaccinations and toxic antibiotics. So these suppressed technologies include the ones that could be used to clean up the Gulf very effectively, very easily, naturally, and yet they're not doing that. They're giving us Corexit.
Right, and they actually won the bid when there's other companies that have less toxic, more effective dispersants. Nalco won the bid because Nalco in 2003 was bought out by Goldman Sachs, the Blackstone Group, and Apollo.
And that brings you, again, if you've been following our work for the last 6 months, since the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller, that Pharma Whores new film that we have out. If you haven't seen Pharma Whores, get yourself a copy. Go to pharmawhores.com. And you can download a copy there by donation, or you can call this toll-free number to get a DVD, actual DVD. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's for healthyworldstore.com at toll-free number 888-508-4787. Get yourself this Pharma Whores documentary, and you'll be able to see who's really controlling mainstream media, the mass mind, and the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel from the partnership in New York City. This whole connection between Goldman Sachs, they call him Government Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, is also co-chairman for Partnership for New York City, founded by David Rockefeller and chartered by the Royal Family of England. And so you're dealing with the world's most powerful movers and shakers, not only in the media and the pharmaceutical industry, but also in the energy industry. Don't forget the Royal Family of England virtually control General Electric. And you would not believe everything that the largest company in the world is involved in, everything from insuring 9/11, paying this Larry Silverstein off for his $3.5 billion that was veered by the group that Sherry just mentioned. The Apollo Management Group is the private equity investment group that veered the money for the reconstruction of the World Trade Towers from New York into Las Vegas through MGM Grand, the whole city center complex, the new complex in Las Vegas was created by this money that was supposed to have gone, by all the evidence that we're looking at, and there's a lot of it, it was supposed to have gone into reconstructing the World Trade Towers. And now you understand why nothing's happened there, because they put that money into the Veer Towers in Las Vegas and the city center with the new Aria Hotel casino complex. So this is review. But I want to get into some of the new stuff. Go ahead, Sherry.
I want to also talk about how they change hands with each other, how they sell, instead of like going completely bankrupt, what they do is they sell it off to others who are still working with them. So they just pass it off. If they get heat on them or they're coming up with their new agenda plan, they'll pass it off to somebody else. For instance, Suez SA was the company that Nalco was before it was sold to Goldman Sachs. So basically it was owned by Suez SA, Nalco. Now it's owned by Goldman Sachs, Blackstone Group, and Apollo. Suez SA was the leading French-based multinational corporation that specialized in water, energy, electricity, and natural gas supply power.
Right, and so this is kind of like the corporate shell game. When they get into trouble, such as right now BP or Transocean or Halliburton get into a little bit of trouble.
Or they plan to get in trouble. They know that they're going to get involved in something heavy. They already
plan well in advance to have some sort of a distraction or deception or alternative financial plan in place. Now, that leads us to the stunning news that we're going to be breaking tonight as this news goes out, because there's never been thus far a major virtual smoking gun for proving that the Gulf was a planned event, except for what we're about to break. So let me get into that. So part of the new shocking facts, the management boards of the Eurex stock exchanges and the executive board of Germany's Eurex Clearing AG decided on April the 14th, 2010. Now, don't forget, the date of the explosion was on April the 20th, 2010. So this is 6 days before the Transocean-owned rig exploded due to Halliburton's poor cementation job, allegedly. 6 days before, the largest stock exchanges taking direction from the largest, oldest, most powerful bankers on the planet created for the 20th of April that inside traders would have a full day to dump their uninsured stock in Transocean. They created an equity investment stock plan that would go into effect on the day of the explosion in the Gulf, and that was determined in talks behind closed doors between the largest, most wealthiest, powerful bankers in the world and the European stock markets at least a week ahead of time, because they decided and published on the 14th of April that on the 20th of April, Transocean stock would be creating and having a new equity option, which is the virtual put option for shorting the market. In other words, the officials published, with zero reason for it, Transocean new equity option program that encouraged banking criminals to use, quote, protective puts, end quote, to make millions by paying a relatively small premium compared to the soon-to-be plunging market value of Transocean stock. The Rothschild League of Bankers knew that no matter how much the stock dropped, it could be sold at the original strike price of the put anytime before April the 20th, 2012. In other words, they gave them 2 years. In other words, if you were a major mover and shaker, such as Lloyd Blankfein and Goldman Sachs, or Bill Gates, or George Soros, or David Rockefeller, and you held stock, or Dick Cheney, and you held stock in Transocean, the owners of that oil platform, which is a huge corporation. It is a major league player in the oil industry. And so it's not going to go down. It's not going to go out, as we were talking about. But if you own stock that on the morning of April 20th, they had agreed to create a brand new insurance program for their stock that they could sell the stock, let's say in the morning of April 20th, for the full amount, which is about $55 a share, and that they would be secured then if they purchased it under this equity option. In other words, they repurchase it with these options, this equity investment option or a put option, where they could then pay $2.50 a share for the insurance that which they could get the full amount anytime within the next 2 years. They would lose zero money, and that the likelihood of them making a lot more money, because as the stock dropped, even over the next few months, and maybe even years, if the stock dropped, they would still have the capacity to sell it at the original highest price value. So that's very shocking information. It simply means that there was a lot of focus, besides the shorting of BP stock by these same guys. They literally created this new option to be able to cash in on the devastation that was about to happen. They knew it.
Well, let's talk about what the media, who the media is blaming it on. The mainstream media is blaming it on primarily BP and then Obama. Now, there's no one talking about Halliburton, and there's no one really, I mean, there's a few people, but not really talking about Halliburton, and definitely no one talking about Goldman Sachs. And so we look at it, and I talk to people all the time, and I know we just talked about this the other day. This all really comes down to one thing. It's tearing down people's belief systems and what they really truly believe. They have stability in a democracy in this country when you believe you're a Democrat or you're a Republican and you have the right to vote. And then you realize that, well, some of us realize that, yes, the president doesn't have those power. The president doesn't have the power. They're puppets. They're all puppets working for the same people. So, really, we don't have a choice because the same people, again, are in control. So, right now, if the Rothschilds are controlling or overseeing everything along with the other wealthiest people in the world, like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all these
guys that are invested in these organizations we've been mentioning, everything from Apollo Management to the Narco, all of these different Nalco, all these smaller companies and larger companies, these are the main movers and shakers. Now, let me just mention this. Sherry, I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead. Finish what you've got to say. I've got something important
just,
to share.
Just my point is that everybody out there that really has that belief system, I mean, I see people coming up to you all the time saying, oh, wow, I read your book. I love your work. But then if you start to talk to them about the Republican-Democrat thing, they're like, oh, no, I'm a Republican, or oh, no, I'm a Democrat. It's like, that's really tearing down everything they believe, because that's why it's so hard for them to believe that people like the Rothschilds are in control. That's why it's still considered a conspiracy theory by so many people, because it's tearing down everything they believe in. It's tearing down the Constitution. It's tearing down their rights to vote. It's tearing down really like having no choice, being a slave to whoever is chosen for them, whoever is marketed to them, promoted to them as being the person that's going to bring in them the hope or help the economy or do whatever it is that their agenda is. But that, to people, I find, is scarier than even the Gulf explosion is tearing down that. It becomes a true earthquake for them in their whole being.
Yeah, and that's consistent if you study psychology, behavioral science, you study Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model. So, folks, this is what it best explains why it is when you share the truth with a lot of people who have no ears to hear it, and you see a window shade of disbelief come in front of their eyes, and you no longer are speaking to somebody who's open to you and are, you know, brightly aware of anything. They're blocked because they're in their heads saying that you're wrong. Can't be. That's called denial. And if you study Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's death and dying model, everybody, when faced with a horrible tragedy, you know, such as a death, even a death in terms of, you know, our country, our nation, the fact that we've got literally international Rothschild League bankers, banksters, killing us, killing our environment, devastating us. And I'll share in a minute what that's really
about. And we blame it on Obama or believe he's going to come to our rescue.
Yeah, I mean, so the concept, because that's the programming, is to keep you stuck in that paradigm. And to get out of that paradigm, you've got to go through this death and dying model that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross advanced, whereby you've got to, number one, be in denial. And then after that, you know, it's so tragic and so horrific, and it hits you in the head so hard, so long, and it keeps coming back. The headache doesn't go away. Suddenly, you go from denial into anger. And then after anger, you go into bargaining. And then after bargaining, you finally go into acceptance, and you can accept where we are, and that's where we need to be in order to effectively move forward. And so this is very important to understand that. And then, Sherry, you have something else to share, but I want to go into, when you're done, I want to go into the general program and the agenda.
Right.
Where this oil in the Gulf, where the environmental destruction comes in with regard to the globalist agenda for the New World Order.
Well, people need to know why they're not getting real reporting of what is really going on. First of all, I believe the reporters are completely uninformed. When I hear them start to talk about it being a Republican and Democrat thing, I just want to turn off the TV. So anything else that they say is not believable to me because I know they're not getting the full message. Now, why are they not getting the full message? It's because who owns these media networks? It's the same people that we've been talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks. You have Rupert Murdoch, who owns the Fox Network. This guy also is the person that was running some of the first swine flu vaccination trials. He has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. He's in partnership with Merck Pharmaceuticals. His son James is overseer, a non-executive director of SmithKline Beecham. These are people that are heavily involved in promoting their products, their deadly vaccinations. So they have the media is telling you, oh, get in line for your flu shots. Everybody's listening. They have the same media telling you that Obama's running this country. Everybody's listening. But the real truth is not getting out there. And that's what makes me crazy and angry at the same time. That we, as reporters, as journalists, have not, how do you get the information without doing the research? If they would do the research, they would have that information. Then there are the others that might come across this information and they just want to keep their jobs. So they are doing it without integrity. And I don't believe as a true journalist, you should actually, how do you wake up? How do you actually live with yourself? How do you wake up in the morning with a clear conscience if knowing that you gave people wrong information? And so it makes me completely crazy to realize that we are living in a
society. So you're in anger. You're in anger about it. Huh?
I'm so upset at the media for what they
do. Yeah, but you've accepted the insanity, and you're moving ahead, and you're being productive.
Well, I'm moving ahead and being productive, but you know what? It's crazy. We're doing so much work, and here on the other end, while we're trying to, like, raise the flag to everybody and say, look, you know, we have the answer. We know there's
people. We got the problems and the solutions.
Yeah, the mainstream media, which is way more powerful than us because it's controlled by all these huge, huge people like the Rothschilds backing them and UBS Bank. And how do you win? So that's my it's less anger and more frustration because every time we tear a wall down, you got the mainstream media, you turn on the TV and there they are right there telling people something else. And who are they going to listen to? You and me or the Fox Networks or MSNBC or Thomas Glocer's Reuters, Thomas Glocer, who is the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals. Who are they listening to?
Well, I appreciate and that it goes back to a conversation that we had just to kind of like veer off into the previous very interesting discussion is what's the difference between you, me, and maybe somebody else who's got no ears to hear? And I'm sure you folks listening, you obviously have tuned in. You know, you're really engaged and somehow you're different. You're different from all of those people in the mainstream that think that this is foolish conspiracy nonsense and everything is just perfectly in control by the government and Goldman Sachs.
Well, the veil has been lifted from them. I believe the Creator also has that. They present us with facts. We have the free will to choose. The veil's been lifted.
Well, see,
and these people have a divine appointment. Every time they listen to the truth, it's a divine appointment. We always say that, whether it's in person or over the air. It is
a divine appointment, and it's a divine appointment we're keeping tonight on the airways of VBS. But the reality is also there's something different about you folks. You've got some sort of a genetic inheritance You know, you can look at your own family members and you can see that not every single one of them, in fact, probably most of them, thought that you were crazy or you were the black sheep in the family. I know that was the case for me. I know, Sherry, that's the same thing for you. And suddenly now here we are, decades after we told our loved ones, you know, our kin, what was going to happen. And now that it's happening and, you know, they're still in denial and basically you're still black sheep. You have to wonder, what is it that made you different genetically? There's something inside your heart that turned on, and your intuition and your spirituality that turned on for you personally, but not for even your blood kin. That's a very fascinating discussion, and I think it goes to this whole concept of electrogenetics and the concept that we're not just, you know, we the people as a dumbed-down mind-control slave of a Illuminati. We are a powerful, superhuman race of beings that have just been spiritually suppressed, dumbed down to the max. We're all totally dysfunctional when it comes to where we should really be operating, which is on laying on hands, having powerful effects of prayer, having miracles manifesting, living life every single moment in total faith, and having total mastery over the lunacy and the fear, having that not be part of our reality. Being engaged with love, being engaged with faith, being engaged with the power of prayer, being engaged with divine synchronicity, keeping divine appointments every moment, having understanding that wherever we go, we haven't got a problem. In fact, if there's any problem, it's the Creator's problem. We're there simply to observe and be helpful.
Right.
You know, and so that's the concept of what makes you and I different. Is, I think, electrogenetic inheritance, and there's a divine destiny and a divine calling on our lives, we who are different. That is very, very, very blessed and very astonishing at the same time.
But, I mean, look at how they manipulated history. I mean, we're close to Salem, Massachusetts right now, where, you know, the idea of the witches that were burned at the stake or hung, these witches, supposedly they look like the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz, the way that media has portrayed them. They also are people that are considered very evil. And what is really the reality of it? The reality of it is they were women mostly that were healers. They used natural herbs to heal people. And they manipulated it. They would say, oh, well, you know, a cat's claw.
Cat's claw is an herb.
Yeah, but
and it's actually, it's a wonderful expectorant. It helps you to get rid of the mucus that's built up mostly from the milk and dairy products. Cat's claw is really a powerful old European medical remedy that the physicians in Europe used to routinely prescribe. So that's probably what happened. If we look at what's happening today in the mass mind control, media manipulation, you know, you got to see the same thing was happening back in the Salem witch trials.
So as a child, you're already conditioned to believe these witches were using literal cat's claws. I mean, there was never any definition that it was a plant unless you researched it. You thought, oh, my gosh, all the things they're putting in that brew pot, which that's how herbologists, they use these steel pots to actually cook their herbs in over a hot flame. I've seen herbologists use
it.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's
exactly right.
And so you look at these what the ingredients were, and you know they are herbs. But the way that we were a little child, you know, they actually could see them sticking a literal cat's claw or a lizard's tongue.
Because that's what the media portrayed in us. Anyway, so that's part of how we have become so dysfunctional and so stupid as a human race that we could allow for it and maintain this silence in the face of we the people being decimated, intoxicated, polluted, and depopulated along with the environment and our brothers and sisters in the marine world, the cetacea, the whales that are far more intelligent and far more communicative, and the dolphins than we are.
And that they're giving credit for nothing.
Basically, we are so stupid as a race to tolerate this hypocrisy and lunacy. And it's a time that we wake up. Now, folks, let me just get into this issue of we've got about 20 minutes left. Let me take about 5 minutes of this time and share with you what this is in reality. Where does this fit in? Where does the Gulf oil crisis, this environmental catastrophe, fit in to the globalist agenda? Well, I would highly recommend that you read a couple documents that have been basically demonized and discredited by the mainstream mass manipulative mind-controlling media. And that those two documents, one is called the Report from Iron Mountain, that is supposed to have been somehow a satire that Leonard Lewin, back in the 1960s, suddenly just spontaneously came out with, says the media, says the government officials, says the international banksters, whereas the truth of it is that there's nothing funny about it whatsoever. A satire would be satirical. It would be humorous. It has zero humor in it, folks, and it has a lot of wisdom. And in fact, when you read it, you understand that there are basically three major objectives to advance in order to achieve the goal of having a semblance of peace on earth and maintaining the economy in the hands of the fascist corporate industrialists, the international banksters, if you will, to maintain the economy and the flow of money. They realized in order to transition into a semblance of world peace and a new world order, they would have to have substitutes or alternatives to standard war, standard militarization, because money makes the world grow round, and the wars have kept the money going, and so war economies have been maintaining the basic fundamental economics of the world. So they needed to have substitutes, and what we're looking at, the environmental pollution and degradation, was one of the premier of three substitutes. It is what we're looking at in the Gulf. In other words, there was ongoing worsening environmental pollution and degradation that would cause a furor all over the world, where people all over the world who had been traditionally divided by the nation states, by the religions, would now suddenly have a common threat that they would have to come together to overcome. And so as the nations now come together, as America now is seen as the source, or the Brits are the source of this, and Halliburton the source of this hideous, what will become global pollution from this oil rig explosion, that it will require one world government, one world court, one world bank, one world peacekeeping force and cleanup organization to be able to reconcile, deal with this. Of course, it's a huge economy. Profit up the yin-yang, because when you see now what we've just are putting out tonight, you realize everything from the trailers that they're renting that are toxic for the cleanup crew to the cleanup formulas themselves, Corexit, Nalco Corporation, to the owners of the rig, to the owners of the cementation job, to the oil owners, BP, to the directors of the banks and the stock industrialists who are funding it and investing in all of it, you realize that it's all part of this globalist agenda to create one world threat most profitably. And so the second and tertiary threats were, one is what we're looking at with 2012. There's a lot of propaganda out there. There's some truth also, as something maybe profound will happen December 25th, 2012. We're looking at what the scientists are telling us is going to be a huge solar flare, and everything that's electrical is going to burn. There's other scientists that predict that the Earth is going to shift in its axis, and the polarity, the energies, are going to shift dramatically. That's going to cause a change not only environmentally, but also spiritually, where we, with open hearts, may be better off at that point than we are right now, basically enslaved to petrochemical, pharmaceutical intoxication and fraud. So this is the second. It's a cosmic threat that involves space-based issues, the solar flares, the asteroids, the planetary collisions, Planet X, all of that kind of stuff was the second agenda Because, again, if it's from outer space, then it affects people all over the globe, and we've got to come together to be able to remedy that or protect ourselves. And the third, which we've been dealing with very heavily over the Inside Hour for many years, is this pharmaceutical fraud and poisoning, the vaccination intoxication for depopulation, profitable depopulation, because you get people injected with foreign genetic material, foreign proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and now you've got a witch's brew injected into your bloodstream, and what do you expect to happen to your immune system? But for it to go haywire. Now you've just explained the vast majority of autoimmune diseases. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis. I could go on and on. There's 86 of them now, that approximately 86 autoimmune diseases that have been induced from vaccination intoxication. And then there's the cancers and the pandemics that have accrued because of the viral contaminations, the cancer viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes B, simian cytomegaloviruses, in the vaccination, starting with the polio vaccines that were prepared in contaminated monkey kidney tissues. And so you begin to realize pharmaceuticals is the third agenda for a global, not just depopulation, but profiteering off of humanity's suffering. And that is what the agenda is. So now you understand what is really behind the Gulf oil crisis. The Gulf oil explosion, and given all of the evidence that we've compiled just in our office alone, and we put out now through our newsletters and on the internet, you can see there is a consistent pattern here that talks of knowing in advance where the investments would need to go, how much people would need to rely on put options versus standard stocks, to the whole concept of where do we invest our money and clean up, and in terms of chemical sprays as well as the dispersants, you begin to realize that they set it all up to do exactly as was written in the report from Iron Mountain. Now, the second document that I would highly recommend that you read is the Protocols of the Elders of Science. And do not look at it as a anti-Semitic document. Look at it in its earlier versions, before Hitler and his boys, Joseph Goebbels and the Rockefeller Rothschild cartel, got a hold of it and then decided to turn it into an anti-Semitic document. Go to the earlier versions. They're available on the internet. And when you begin to read the earlier versions of it, you realize that we are cattle. To the globalists, to the Illuminati, we're simply like sheeple being directed to the slaughterhouses. And that was extremely well articulated, that attitude, in the Protocols of the Elders of Sion, and that the manners in which we would be corralled in these end times to bring forth a new world order, one world government, as I mentioned, this would be the plan, the protocols by which everything from the media would be completely controlled. And for example, where somebody like I or Sherry are out there with Don and Doug Newsom and BBS Radio, for every one of us, there would be 30 of them. So that's what they actually, that's part of what the protocol stated, that we're going to have continuation of truth, but the truth itself and the objectors to their new world order are going to be so far overvolumed by the mainstream presses that are owned by the devil doers that our voices would be literally suppressed and overcome. We would be virtually fruitless in our efforts. So this is part of what the protocols deals with, and it also goes into many other issues that I would highly encourage you to engage.
Yep. I mean, they've got to do the research. We have all the stuff up. We're going to send out a couple more newsletters.
Yeah, before we... Oh, bless you. What do you got, an allergy growing here?
Oh, yeah.
Is that cat you were playing with today?
There's just a lot of dust in here. In this, like, cabin.
Rustic cabin. Yeah. Yeah, I've got the whole family up here right now. There's Jackie and the children, and it's kind of like a nice vacation. Aaron here, we just had a wonderful walk on the beach earlier tonight. So, had a great swim today. But in the meantime, we're still working probably, I would say, about at least 12. Instead of 16 hours a day, we get about 4 hours off. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be great, huh?
So this has been a really very intense week for us. Both great news with 528records.com about to launch, working to finalize that site. But also there's this material that we just are coming out with tonight in the newsletter. Again, go to healthyworldstore.com to sign up for your free newsletter with these free reports that come pretty much a couple times a month. We have the opportunity to advance some amazing new work. And that the other thing I would recommend that you do is to support our work is get PharmaWhores, get the DVD called In Lies We Trust. If you haven't seen that yet, there's a toll-free number that you can call to get the DVDs and buy them by the 50s, you know, by the spindles of 50s, and give them out to your friends. It's at 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787.
And that, if you haven't signed up as an affiliate,
oh, yeah, right.
Healthy World Affiliate Program, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com, sign up right away. You get a free website worth at least $10,000. You get amazing products. You get your own store, which is a clone of the Healthy World Affiliates main site. And you have web banners on there that you can put on your own websites if you like, and then just attach your own link that you're going to get after you sign up to it. But it's a great opportunity. We're also, you know, coming and traveling right now, touring to do the PharmaWhores tours all over. So if you're interested in having us screen a PharmaWhores.
Yeah, we just had a wonderful in Western Massachusetts, which is one of the reasons why we came to Massachusetts. We just got done in Northampton a wonderful screening for PharmaWhores with Jonathan Mark from 9/11 Truth Movement folks. They were our hosts, and we had a wonderful event there on Thursday night, and very thankful to Jonathan for hosting us, and it was a very nice turnout. Very educated people came, and they really loved the film. We got a nice ovation after the film was done, and again, if you haven't seen PharmaWhores and you want to screen it for your community, put it on local cable. We'll give you permission to do that, happy to do that, and we'll be able to help you spread the word. Go to Healthy World Affiliates. .com and sign up right away. We've been telling you about that. We worked for about 2 years now to get that website together so that we create for you a turnkey business opportunity to partner with us. We paid all the expenses up front. There's nothing that you have to buy. There's not a single cent that you have to spend. There's nothing that requires you to sign anyone else up. There's no sign up requirements. But you will have, when you sign up, a resource for healing people. We have the best products on the planet. I can tell you that because I'm privileged to work with some of the most profound geniuses in the field of biophysics and mathematics and nutritional supplements and all these formulations that we've been advancing with HealthyWorldStore.com are fabulous. You know, I've been having the opportunity while I've been away on vacation here to kind of like chill a little bit more and take more regularly PrimaLife. I had not been taking PrimaLife. You know, I take Love Minerals every day. I start my day with a quart of pH 8 adjusted drinking water. We have a water machine where we basically you have that in the catalog Healthy World Store where you can make pH 8 adjusted drinking water that I do routinely, and I add in a quart in the morning, 15 drops of Love Minerals, and that's terrific, particularly if you have muscle spasms. You want to get rid of muscle spasms. Stay away from table salt. Add Love Minerals to your water, and you'll see your muscle spasms go away in a couple days. Suddenly, they'll be gone. You'll wonder what happened, and it's just a blessing of what electrons appropriately flowing through your system can do for you. But I tell you something, folks, I think we're going to have to institute a new guarantee. We're going to guarantee that Primo Life is going to make you feel younger, more vital, more healthy, more energized than you have in years, or your money back. Because that's the way it is. It's been a, you know, just a wonderful thing that I've been now engaging in. I knew it was great before, but in my busy schedule, sometimes I simply forget to take things on a regular basis. And gee whiz, I'll tell you, I've been taking Prima Life for the last week, and it is just awesome. So get Primo Life, get the Zeolite for detoxification, get OxySilver. And by the way, we've got a couple minutes left. I just want to tell you that you can expect over the next week some major news to again break out of our office with regard to Alex Jones, who is the sponsor for Silversol, which is supposed to be our competition. But when you realize Silversol sponsorship of Alex Jones is Homeland Security, that's right, the top officials in the medical divisions of Homeland Security are Alex Jones's sponsors for Silversol, which is a decoy product off of OxySilver, and it's a fraudulent product. You wait to see what we're coming out with. The fact is that that product, just a, here's a little preview. Number one, they copied us putting 528 hertz frequency of love into OxySilver. They're putting in ultraviolet frequencies that have been linked to cancer. So in other words, how would you like to take a homeopathic that is intended to induce frequencies that cause cancer?
But the worst part about it is that Alex is always, like, you know, talking out against
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, and the reason why they're putting the poisons in is that he's actually now affiliated with these people,
yeah.
The Homeland Security people. So that's pretty scary.
It's very scary.
It's very scary.
And then beyond that, what we're gonna show you is how they fraudulently doctored electron micrographs allegedly showing of their electrons in Silversol product. Now, this is the main product that has been basically stealing our marketing program, stealing our customer base. We get two or three calls a day from people saying, you know, I heard so many wonderful things that Silversol is less expensive than OxySilver. Well, it's not when you join the affiliate program, and it's not when you basically look at it in health food stores, that you're paying much more.
What about the benefits of it? I mean, if something's going to give me cancer, obviously it's going to benefit the pharmaceutical cartel, which is why Homeland Security is heavily invested. Anything that Homeland Security is invested in that's considered to be a natural remedy where it's going to rid us of using vaccinations or pharmaceuticals, I would be really leery of that. Yeah.
So anyway, that's a little preview of what's coming up this coming week. You can get a preview if you simply go online right now. We actually uploaded it about 2 hours ago. You can get a preview of the whole thing. The whole story right now has just gone up. The website is Silversol Fraud, SilverSolFraud.com. And you could read up about what Alex Jones has got himself into here, taking on sponsors from Homeland Security. How about that? Anyway, we've got to end now. I want to thank BBS Radio for hosting the Inside Hour. Thank you, Sherry Kane, for being with us. And
thank you, Dr. Horowitz, for being with us.
Yay. And I want to thank also your upcoming program, your host, Don Nikoloff, on Evident Footprints, coming up on BBS. Don't miss them.
Good night, everyone. God bless you all.
Bye-bye.